To very quickly express Hakaras Hatov to Rabbi Steckler for coming. I think each and every summer, pretty much, he comes to deliver a shiur here to the Keli Masmidim. It is always a highlight because Rabbi Steckler is such a well-known Talmud Chacham, a significant Talmud Chacham. It was I know him for a long time since we were in high school together, where I was a regular kid and he was already Rosh Yeshiva pretty much when we were in high school, and he's only gone Lamaila, and it's very inspiring to see all that he's been able to accomplish, and it's a very great pleasure and kavod for us to have him deliver a shiur to the Keli Masmidim. And again, just a tremendous Hakaras Hatov, Rabbi Steckler, making the shlep and sharing your Torah with us this evening.
I came for two reasons. Number one, to get some Kaylee swag, so if someone could work on that. But number two, really, just to tell you how proud I am of the Heichal Talmidim who are here and all of you. That's the main reason that I came. I was just looking through the window at your schedule. I mean, it's unbelievable what you guys are doing, and we're all very proud of you. And it reminded me. Ben, you want to hand these on? Thank you. It reminded me of the Rambam that I just thought of. My brother had a baby girl earlier on Friday, and I was zochah to name the baby, but it's a very interesting name. He named her Laila Shira. So, interesting name. And I thought of the Rambam that I'm sure you're familiar with. Afal pi shemitzus mitzvah lilmo bayom ubalayla ein adam lamad rov chachma so ela balayla lefichach misharatzel lizkos becheser haTorah yizoher bechol laylosa v'lo yaved afilu achas man b'shina v'achila v'shtiyah v'sicha v'chayotzeven ela v'talmud Torah v'divrei chachma. There's a mitzvah v'gisa v'yom v'layla to learn night and day, but if you really want to know what the most valuable time for your learning is, that's at night. Okay. Amru chachamim ein garona shel Torah el alayla shnemar kumi roni balayla chol osik v'torah alayla shel chesed chut shel chesed nimshach cholav bayom shnemar yomam yitzava Hashem chasdo uvalayla shira imo tefila lekel chai. So Raman quotes the pasuk that he was mechavet, that he named the baby after v'layla shira. The Rambam says that the learning at night is a special rina, it's a special shir, it's a special song. And when Revulsion came to Heichal, he explained, why is it that the learning at night is a song? And why is it so valuable? It's a mitzvah v'gisav o'yom v'layla. What's the difference between night and day? And he explained that most people work during the day, and at night they relax. They go home, they relax, and then they get up the next day and they work. During the day, and at night they relax. So there's a mitzvah to take out some of your day. You can't work a whole day. You have to have kviyas itin l'torah. You have to have learning a day and learning at night. But learning at night, the time that you take away from your work is very difficult to take away time from work to learn. But the time that you take away from relaxing, that's something special. Because instead of it's time for you to relax. You worked hard the whole day. And you devote some of your time to learn. That's an amazing, amazing thing when Hashem rewards you with Torah that's more valuable than the learning during the day. And Revulsion said that that is especially true nowadays of people who learn during the summer. People who learn during the summer, so most guys your age, they're working hard either in school or in yeshiva during the year. And the summer, they take off time to relax, and there's nothing wrong with that. They've earned that, they deserve that, it's very healthy. So someone to take off time from relaxation time in the summer and to devote themselves to this schedule of learning is an incredible, incredible thing. So that's the main reason I wanted to come, is just to tell you how proud I am of you and your Rebbeim are of you, and you should continue to learn, and Hashem should bless you that this learning over the summer should have a special haslacha for you. Just tonight to discuss for a few minutes, Shoko is learning this summer brachos. I hope it's okay. I use this year as motivation for myself to start preparing for my shiurim over the summer. So tefillah is something that's critically important. Whenever I think of tefillah, I think of my great grandfather, Yosef Pressburg, who unfortunately died in World War II in the death march, but he survived the entire war. And how did he survive the entire war in the concentration camps? Because he was the chazan in the town. And he was one of the only people who knew by heart the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur davening. So even though he's a very old man, the other people who were with him in the camps, they made sure that he survived because they needed him for the davening. And it's just something important to always remember, that davening is such an important part to being a Jew. It's something that we've sacrificed our lives for generations. And so important every day. We spend so much time. It's possible, I was thinking about it, that it's the mitzvah that as Klal Yisrael we invest the most in time-wise. I'm not sure if I'm right. You could think about that, whether it's true or not. But, you know, a lot of people are learning all the time, but a lot of people can't learn all day. But almost all Orthodox Jews daven once a day, three times a day. So it's a mitzvah that we're dedicating so much time. And Rav Kalish is quoted as saying that at a bar mitzvah, we say to the bar mitzvah bachur on Nachas Tefillin, we say, the simcha that you feel today, you should feel for the rest of your life. The same level of simcha, you're so excited today, you should feel that for the rest of your life. And Rav Kalish says that's a horrible bracha, because that the rest of your life you should experience the mitzvah of Tefillin as a 13-year-old, that's not something that we envision for all of you. Tefillah is something that we spend so much time on. It's something that we should really grow in our tefillah and in a sophisticated way to try not to be davening the same way we were davening when we were in third grade. We should be davening now. We have to think about that, really be ma'ayin in the sugi of davening, because it's going to be something that we're going to spend so much time on. One question I wanted to raise to you tonight to think about is whether or not tefillah has a connection to zman. Is tefillah something that is a mitzvah that we do in a particular time? So we all know that the mitzvah of lulav is something that's only shayach on the 15th day of Tishrei, and maybe a few days after that. There's no concept of lulav outside of a specific time. What about tefillah? Would you say that tefillah is a mitzvah that is related to a specific time, or would you say it's not related to a time? Question for the audience. Yes. Okay, so if you miss chakras, you can make a mincha.
And
do tashlumin for chakras and mincha, but there's a time for chakras, and eventually you run out of time. That is a machlok, we paskin that way, but there are some rishonim that hold that you can always make up your tefillos. We don't follow that, but Rabbi Agos Feinman, he quotes Rabbi Simcha that you can make it up forever. Someone's in jail, and they tell him he's in Russia, in a jail for 20 years, and they tell him daven will shoot you, so you don't daven. And when he got out, he has to make up all the 20 years of tefillah, according to Rabbeinu Simcha. He has to dive in all those tefillahs. It might take a long time. But you're right. But even a step back from that, right, tefillah has a certain time, right? And you're saying, if you miss it, you mess up. Okay, yeah?
You could dive in any time, but the tefillah that Chacham and Peace has certain times in the day are set in place. You know that the
Avos,
when they do that.
Okay, so the Avos daven at certain times, Shachris Mechamar, Avar, Rami Tzvi Yaakov.
Glory to say that.
And the rabbis set it up based on that. Good. Yeah. Any thoughts as to. So that's obviously that's the Pashub Shah. His feel is very related to time. Any riots or thoughts about why his feel would not be related to time? Yeah.
The Rambam,
okay. What does Rambam say? Okay, the Rambam says that Midoraisa, tefillah has no time. Excellent. Where does he get that from? Any other thoughts to where, how we would know that tefillah has no time? Or think of tefillah in that way. Forget about sources. What would you think You know tefillah pretty well. You spent a lot of time. Should tefillah be related to time or not? What's your own thoughts on that? Yeah.
Like simply speaking, if you look at what tefillah is,
okay,
it's either praising Hashem, asking Hashem for certain things. Mm-hmm. Just different aspects of tefillah shouldn't seem like they should be down to a certain time.
Excellent. What's your name?
Yisrael.
See what you've all that what we normally think. If I ask you the question whether tefillah is connected to time, of course you're going to answer yes, because you're thinking of the way that we normally experience tefillah, right? We normally experience, we got to run to shacharis, there's a time, we got to get up, mincha at the end of the day, mariv, that's how we experience tefillah. But when we start to think about what tefillah actually is, like you said, Yisrael, it doesn't really make sense for what it is that it should be connected to time. Is there a time in your life where it would make sense that you can't reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and praise Him, ask Him for things, thank Him? So these are the two different important poles that I wanted you to think about as we're learning. Let's learn for a couple of sources for a few minutes, and then we'll see that there are three major things I want you to think about in terms of where we see tefillah is related or not related to time. So first of all, what's the first halacha that we know in Shas about tefillah? Where does tefillah start? The fourth parak of brachos. What's the first halacha that Chazal decided to put in the Mishnah related to tefillah? Is time. The Mishnah says tefillah sheshachar ad chatzos, or vidomar ad arashos, that whole Mishnah that you know well. Right, it's important for us to recognize it's the first halacha ever that we find out about, not the first 100% the first halacha, but that's when the Chazal started tefillah in the fourth parak of Brachos, they put the first halacha, they decided to put tefillah. On the other hand, earlier in the Masechta, on Daf Chaf and Beis, the Mishnah says, Nashim v'vodim tanim p'tur m'kri sham natfilim v'chayovim b'tefillah. If you ask most women, right, if they have to daven, not most, but if you ask a lot of women if they have to daven, a lot of women will say they don't have to daven. It's one of the mitzvahs that they're pater from. But it's not true. Women are chayav in tefillah. It's very confusing because they don't have to daven with a minyan. They can't make up a minyan. So a lot of women, unfortunately, think that they're pteros from tefillah when they're actually Chayavos in tefillah. So, what does this tell us? The fact that women are chayavos in tefillah, what do we see from that? What's the problem with that? Yeah?
Since women are part of the grammar, probably isn't time now.
So, it would seem to us right away that this would indicate that there's something about tefillah that's not connected to time, because we know that women are parted from its stations van gram. So let's look at what the Gemara says. V'chayoven b'tfilah. So the gersa that we have in our Gemaras is diracha meininu. The reason that women are chayiv in tfilah is because it is asking Hashem for rachamim, and women also have to ask Hashem for rachamim. Ma'u d'teimu, what's the havamina? Why did the Mishnah tell us that women are chayiv? Ho k'siv ben erev avokar etzorayim. Kim mitzvah sasei shazman gramadami kamash milan. You would have a hava amina that it is like a mitzvah sasei shazman grama kamash milan. That what's the kamash milan? Women are chayav. Why? Either it's not a mitzvah sasei shazman grama, or, yeah?
Or that women are chayiv in spite of the fact that it's a mitzvah.
Why are they, in spite of the fact that women are chayiv, women are, should be pater because it's a mitzvah sasei shazman grama. Women are chayiv because
deracha
meininu. Okay? Rashi says that, Rashi on the Mishnah says they're chayiv because of rachamim, stressing the rachamim point. Skip Tosus for now. The Rif famously has a different girsa in his Gemara. The Rif does not have the words diracha meininu in his text. The Rif says that the reason women are chayiv in tefillah is because the havalei mitzvah says shelo Hazman Grama. Tefillah is not dependent on time. It's not a mitzvah dependent on time. That's why women are chayav. So there are two opinions in this Gemara. There's Rashi. Rashi believes that women are chayav because it's rachamim, right? And the Rif holds that women are chayav because it's not dependent on time. Rabbeinu Yonah on the Rif says, V'afal pitz shetfila yesh la zman keva. But tefillah does have a time. Tefillah does have a time. So he has two answers. Afilu hachi kivan she'amru halavai she'yispal adam kol hayom kulo kimitzah she'ein hazman grama daylinan leh. V'fichach nashim chayavas. I want you to think about that for now. I'll get back to it. But the Gemara says that really, Rabbi Yochanan says, really we would wish someone, if they had the opportunity, would daven all day. It's not usually possible. So therefore, it's kimitzah she'ein hazman grama, not kimitzah she'ein hazman grama, or, like we said, mipnei shehi rachamim. So we see from this Gemara, according to the Rambam and the Rif, the reason women are chayav in tefillah is because tefillah is not connected. It's not a mitzvah sasei zman grama. And the Rabbeinu Yonah teaches us that the first thing that we learn, that there's a zman for tefillah, doesn't really work with this Gemara, and that's why he asks the kasha. So on the one hand, tefillah has a time, but on the other hand, women are chayiv, and possibly because it's not a mitzvah sasejah's mangrom. The third thing I wanted you to think about in this topic, obviously there's a lot of makoros on this, but the third thing is that part of the reason that we think of tefillah as super connected to time is because every single time there's a change in time, we change our davening. Right, Shabbos is a different time, there's a different davening. Yontif, different davening. Rosh Chodesh, there's something that's added to davening. Right, we normally call that the concept of Me'ein HaMa'ora. That tefillah has to reflect the time that we're in. The Gemara in Baruch says, Amar Kra Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. That we bless Hashem dependent on the different days. Right? Kol yom v'yom tein lo me'ein berchosav. And we don't have time to go into it now, but the Gemara and Beitza discusses all the different times and all the different Shabbos and Yontif and how many brachos there are. The Tosefta talks about the rules that you know. When is the thing that we add? When we add, let me ask you a question. What happens on Shabbos if you forget it Shabbos and you say the regular Chol Shmoneh Esrei. What's the halacha in that case? Right, you continue with the current bracha, then you go back to Shabbos. What if you totally forget? Right, sometimes we're not paying attention to our davening, unfortunately. You daven the whole Shmoneh Esrei. What's the halacha in that case? Whole Shmoneh Esrei. You have to go back. Right? What happens if you forget Yalav Yavam on Rosh Chodesh? Right, what happens if you forget on Chanukah, Al Nisan?
No.
Don't go back. So what's the difference? The Tosefta here is the source for all this. It says, Kol she'ein bo musaf kigun Chanukah Purim, Arvish Shachris Mincha Mispal Shmon Esri v'omer me'ein ha'ma'ora behoda. V'im lo omer me'ein ha'ma'ora, ein machzir nosa. Okay, Chanukah and Purim, if you miss it, it's fine. But kol sheyesh bo musaf kigon rosh chodesh v'chol shamoed shachris u'mincha, if there's musaf on that day, mispal shmona esrei v'omer, what's the next words? V'omer kedushas hayom ba'avoda. It's not me'ein ha'ma'ora anymore. When you say yal v'yavo on rosh chodesh, you are saying the Kedusha of that day. And that the halacha is Machzirin also. The Mishnah Siyavid in his first Siman and Orach Chaim explains like this. Why is it that when there's Musaf, all of a sudden you forget that part of the Tefillah, you're not Yotze, but on Chanukah and Purim, when it's Me'ein HaMa'ora, it's okay if you miss Al HaNisan. What's the difference? He explains that Chanukah and Purim
are really fundamentally the same as today. The rabbis changed those days, but they didn't change their etzem kedusha. That's not something that can be done on a rabbinical level. But on a Torah level, Rosh Chodesh has a different kedusha than today. It's a different, the essence of the days are different. Our tefillah must recognize the kedusha of the day. If there's a different day, and if it's a different day in its essence, and you don't mark that in your tefillah, you're not yotze. So that's why Chanukah and Purim, when we add Alan Nisim, that's called Me'ena Ma'ora. You're just mentioning the day. But Yale V'Yavo, Shabbos and Yontif, that's called Kedushas Hayom by the Tosefta. And if you don't recognize that, your tefillah is a problem. So on the one hand, tefillah has times. On the other hand, tefillah is a mitzvah to say Shalom Zman Grama according to the Rif and the Rambam. It's not connected to time. And then a third source complicates it even further. The concept of changing our tefillahs based on time. We see that our tefillah is a puzzle tefillah if it doesn't recognize the different time that we're in. Tefillah has to connect with the time that we're in, or else it's no good. Yes. Yeah. We can get that in a second. Very good question. Okay. Get that right now, actually. So what was your name? Eitan. So we're trying to figure out how this works for the Rambam, because the Rambam and the Rif are the one who say that tefillah is not a mitzvah sasesh zman grama. If you hold like Rashi, that really tefillah is a mitzvah sasesh zman grama, just we have the principle of rachameh that overrides and makes women chayev, then everything fits together. Tefillah is very connected to time. But for the Rambam, he recognizes that there is zman tefillah. He recognizes that he's the one who actually says that the Shabbos, Shmona Esrei, if you daven chol, you're not yotze. So he recognizes his connection to time. On the other hand, he says women are chayev because it's mitzvah to say she'ein hazman grama. So how do we explain this? So Eitan said, if you look in the Rambam, he has an explanation for this. So let's look at the Rambam. The Rambam says, page 3, mitzvah saseh l'espal b'chol yom shenemar v'avaretz Hashem Elokeichem mipi ha'shmu alamdu she'avoda zuhi tefillah shenemar l'avdo b'chol levavchem. Amru chacham, ezehi avoda shebelev zu tefillah. So there's a mitzvah saseh midaraisa to daven every day, once a day. Who disagrees with this? Rashi disagrees with this, but more famously, the Ramban says that tefillah is only midarabanan. You read Maseches Brachos, there's so many times the Gemara says tefillah is midarabanan. He has all these proofs, right? That's the shita of the Ramban. What's the Rambam's answer? How does he get out of all those Gemaras if he says tefillah is diraisa? Huh? What type of pratim?
Everything besides for the structure and the ongoing today and Shabbat and Russia.
And specifically for our discussion. The time, right? The time of tefillah is going to be midrabban. Okay, so the Rambam says, "V'ein minyan tefillas min haTorah." Doesn't matter how many times you daven a day according to the Torah. "V'ein mishnah tefillah zos min haTorah." Like you said, the words of tefillah are not midoraisa. "V'ein la tefillah zman kavua min haTorah," and midoraisa you could daven at any time. The Migdal Oz, switch to page 4 for a second, he says, the Rambam got the Shita from the following source. Yerushalmi and the Tosefta says, Kishem shenitna Torah keva l'kriyashma. The rabbis saw that the Torah made times for kriyashma, v'shach v'cha uvkumecha. So therefore the rabbis had a good idea, kachnosnu chachamim zman l'tvila. The rabbis were misaking zmanim for tefillah also. Right? So what did the Rambam take from that? Kolomar, shizmanei ha-tefillah yinam min ha-Torah. you see from that Tosefta that the rabbis instituted only the times. Elachovas atzvila atzma himena Torah k'moshe b'yarnu lemala. The chachamim sidru lehem zmanim. The rabbis decided the times. V'zehu inyan is a machlokas, as you know, in the Gemara and Brachos on Chavav Amabez, right? Were tfilos nisaki and keneged the karbonos or keneged the avos? Says the Migdal Oz. That doesn't mean that the rabbis decided to make up the concept of tfila keneged the tmidim. They were misaking the concept of tfila keneged the avos. Tfila already existed. It's a mitzvah midiraisa. But the question is, where did they get the zmanei tfila from? The karbonos or the avos? Kolomar sidru zmaneim kizmanei hakarba. Okay. So the Rambam says, going back to Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, lefichach, since midoraisa, there is no zman for tvila, and the rabbis came along and instituted the zmanim, on page 3, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, therefore nashim v'avadim chayavin b'tvila. That's why women are chayavin tvila, lefishi mitzas asei shelo hazman grama. Elachiyav mitzvah zu kachu, like you said, the main mitzvah midoraisa is just the structure of praising Hashem, asking Hashem, and thanking Hashem. But since the mitzvah midoraisa has no time, women are chayav. Right? And this is the way the Shulchan Aruch explains it as well. Nashman Lutanim, a few lines down. Afa pishav tur mikriyashma chayav mitvila mipnei shehi mitzvah sezei shelo hazman grama. The Magen Avraham says, "Kach kasev a Rambam, the svirale tefila mitzvah sederaisi, the chsiv lo'ad lo'bechol avafem, ach midoraisa, dai bepam echad bayom, uvechol nusach sheyirtza." He says, "V'lachem nagu rov nashim she'ein mispalos bitmidos, mishum domrina miyab boker samach lanatila ezu bakashu midoraisa dai bezeh." The efshar shagam chacham lo chayim yoser. The Magen Avraham is dealing with a problem. Why is it that women don't daven if the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is that women should daven? He says a lot of the women that he knew, they weren't saying Shmona Esrei, they weren't davening Shachris, Mincha, and Marav. So he says, based on the Rambam says, how do you explain that minhag, that women don't say Shmona Esrei, don't say Shachris, Mincha, and Marav, based on the Rambam? Anybody else? Stealing the whole show here, it's great.
Because the rabbi, if they just got a wife at the end of the day, then they're being asked to derive, so they're always
okay, but we don't only try to fulfill the mitzvahs midrash, so we also try to fulfill the mitzvahs midrabbanan.
He's also saying for the hacham, they're also responsible for the hacham and for the right.
Midoraisa, there's a concept of tefillah. It has no time. Right? You're on the right track. You're doing great. Midoraisa, there's a concept of tefillah. It has no time. So women are chayav. The rabbis came along, they decided we're going to put times in. So says the Magen Avraham, what happens in that situation? That rabbinical decree, that takana, that put times into tefillah, is not going to apply to women. How did the rabbis change tefillah? Yes. Women are not obligated. It's very strange, no? The rabbis were redefining a mitzvah, and they're redefining it as a totally different type of mitzvah. They're taking the mitzvah of tefillah and they're redefining it as a totally different type. And therefore, one person on this earth, the men, are going to fulfill the mitzvah of tefillah in one way, and the women are going to fulfill the mitzvah of tefillah in another way. That's the Magen Avraham's understanding of how tefillah works. What I think he's saying is that the D'oraisa concept of tefillah is really antithetical to time. And women are chayav in that. When the rabbis came along and they instituted something different, a tefillah midrabanan, it cannot redefine the diraisa halacha. And therefore, it's something totally different. And women cannot have any connection to this mitzvah midrabanan of tefillah. The Brisker tradition totally disagrees with this Magen Avraham. Right? They say that when Chazal instituted tefillah, right? And when they made the times, they are redefining the mitzvah of tefillah. And they are shaping it. And since they're shaping it, and women are chayiv in tefillah, if women are chayiv in tefillah, then when the rabbis reshape it or add to it, women are going to be chayiv in that concept because they're a part of the essence of tefillah. So the Brisker tradition was women are chayiv in shachris, women are chayiv in mincha. And then there's a whole machlokas, different people, whether they're chayiv in marv as well. How does this work? How are they able? I would think that mitzvos are either dependent on time or not dependent on time. Two totally separate categories. Women are chayiv in this category of mitzvah, not chayiv in that category of mitzvah. How were the rabbis able to redefine this mitzvah where it's changing its very nature, and at the same time it's not changing it 100% because the women are still now included just like they were included originally? What I'm saying clear? There's two ways we can look at what happened. Right? The Torah had a mitzvah of tefillah. It's not dependent on time. The rabbis said, we're adding time to this mitzvah. Shachris, mincha, marv. Right? The rabbis said, we're going to have a different tefillah on Shabbos and Yontif and Rosh Chodesh. They added all that. So what were they doing? Were they just adding a totally separate mitzvah midrabanan? Some people are chayiv in the mitzvah midrashis, some people are chayiv in the mitzvah midrabanan. Or are they reshaping the essence of the mitzvah midrashis, adding on to it, further defining it? But if they are, it's very difficult to understand. Because they're adding to it in a way that seemingly contradicts the Arisa concept. Does that last question make sense? If we really believe that they're redefining it, now women are chayiv in chakras, women are chayiv in mincha, how are they able to do that? It's either dependent on time, it's either not dependent on time, like the Torah wanted it. If you're adding a new thing, the rabbis have the right to add new things, but how are they able to redefine tefillah, make it dependent on time, and keep women in that element of the mitzvah? So let's look at one more Rambam that says this. I'm not 100% sure what he means, but it's clear that he's saying this point. The Rambam says, last Rambam on the page, tefillah says shachar, mitzvosa shiyaskil ispalal imani tachama. So tefillah shachar starts, the main mitzvah is to daven vasikin. Vizmana ad sof shor revius yishlishus ayom. But it continues until the end of the fourth hour. Vim avar otov ispal achar arva ad chatzos ayom yotzi dechovas tefillah. Tefillas HaShachar, he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, it's only until Arba shows. So what happens if you wake up? What time is Zman Tefillah today? Anyone know? Camp time or real time? Oh my gosh, it's too confusing. Right? So what happens if you wake up late? Right? You stayed up very late, you were a color war general, and now you wake up late. Should you daven or not? You miss Zman Tefillah. Vim avar otov ispal acha arba Ad chatzos hayom yotzei yidei chovas tefila. You are yotzei the mitzvah of tefila, aval lo yotzei yidei chovas tefila v'zman. You davened, you get the mitzvah of davening, but you don't get the mitzvah of davening on time. And look at this line. It's very hard to understand. You said it's a separate mitzvah, right? That's how the Magen Avraham would have understood it, right? He would have said, okay, you missed the mitzvah midirabanan. Right? You missed the mitzvah midirabanan. So, okay, so say a little davening to Hashem now. But he says something like this. I'm not sure what it means 100%. Shekishem shetfilo mitzvah min haTorah. What's kishem? One of the most important words in the Rambam to always highlight. Just like there's a mitzvah min haTorah to daven, kach mitzvah midivrayim lispal osa bizmana kemo shetiknu lanu chachamim unavim. Just like there's a mitzvah to daven, so too there's a mitzvah midivrayim nevi'im and chachamim to daven on time. What does that mean? What does it mean? Anybody? Just like there's a mitzvah to daven, there's a mitzvah to daven on time. Yeah?
They're equally as important, but still separate.
I wouldn't think that they're so separate if it's kishen, right? They're equally important. I like the beginning of your sentence better than the end of your sentence.
But he uses a lot of kishen and then also.
I hear you. You might be right. I'm not saying I understand this line 100% either, so you might be right. What does this last line have to do with the rest of the Rama? What does it have to do with it? If you miss Mantvila Davin, still Davin. Kishem, just like there's a mitzvah to daven from the Torah, there's a mitzvah to daven on time. I'm not exactly sure why this line is in this halacha. Yes.
I would say probably something along that the Rambam defines tefillah as avodah d'Hashem Ali.
Right.
So the same way that kishem tefillah mitzvah in the Torah, the same way that tefillah is in the Torah, it says avodah d'Hashem Ali. Kamen zudrei l'spalos of ismanik prot tikkun l'chachomim. That what we say until it can have a carbonos techno or something along those lines, at least then the chacham determined that sufficient avoda would be constituted through tefillah bismana.
I have to think about more what you're saying, but it might be what I'm going to say now. I'm not sure. Let me share with you what I think the Rambam is trying to get at. And how, to answer our question, how can the rabbis redefine and change? So I think what's happening here is, when the fourth hour comes and you miss the time, and you're about to open your siddur and say Shemona Esrei, and you have to ask yourself the question, can I daven now? You miss the time. The time cannot tell us that there's no mitzvah to daven, right? Like you said before, it was Eitan, right? Yisrael, sorry. Eitan told me. Yisrael said, davening has no connection to time. Right? I'm speaking to Hashem. So the rabbis are going to say, because you woke up late, you can't speak to Hashem. Hashem left. Hashem's still here, always, ready to listen to you. What the rabbis did, I think, by instituting times was just to say, look, according to the Torah, every time is shayach to tefillah. Every single time. So we can pin down, you should daven here, you should daven there, you should daven here, all in different times. Why? Because midoraisa, all these times are shayach to tefillah, because there is no time where there's no shaychus to tefillah. So yes, the rabbi said you should daven at shachris. They were not saying that if you miss the time of Shacharis, there's no mitzvah of tefillah. The whole reason they were able to make all these times was because all these times had connections to tefillah. That's the whole reason they were able to make the times. How can they say you have to daven Shacharis? How can they say you have to daven Mincha? How can they say you have to daven Maariv? Because there was always tefillah during that time. All they were saying is that you should try to daven Shabbos. You should try to daven Mincha. You should daven. According to Hashem, Hashem's happy if we daven once a day. Anytime, once a day. The rabbis were Mosif. They added on. They added on that you should try to daven in the beginning, the middle, and the at night. And that's why it's not that the mitzvah is dependent on time in any way, according to the Rambam. It's not dependent on time. It's not dependent on time. It's every single time. It's every single time. And that's why a woman is going to be chayav in Shachris, Mincha, and possibly Mariv, and possibly the Shabbos Tevilos. Because all these times are connected to Tevilah. Anyway, a lot to think about. Sorry if I went fast at the end. But just wanted to close with one connecting this to our own personal davenings. It's very important for us to recognize that the Tevilah that we can daven is always there for us. Anytime we want to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can reach out. And what we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that time is not connected to anything that's going on in the world, necessarily. It could be independent of anything. When you stop, you close your eyes, and you close out the entire world, everything that's going on is not necessarily relevant to your conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What the rabbis added to that was that it can be relevant. It doesn't have to be relevant, but it can be relevant. There are a lot of times in our life where it's hard for us to speak out and reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if there's something going on in your life, a camper is having a difficult problem, or you're having trouble sitting through the Seder the whole day, or you're not sure how you're going to finish all of Shas by tomorrow. There's a lot of things that we're thinking about that are problems for us. That can, and it's going on right now in our life. That can also be a motivator. That's what the rabbis were adding. They were telling us that regardless of what's going on, you could connect to Hashem, but sometimes it helps to focus on what's going on right now and to utilize the zman that you're in as a time of focusing on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hopefully, every single tefillah that we have, we can take out time to speak to Hashem, like we said, to praise Him, to ask Him, to thank Him, but mostly, most importantly, just to stand before Him and to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes our tefillos will be not connected to the zman that we're in, and there'll be a way of taking ourselves out of that zman and focusing on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and sometimes we'll use the zman that we're in, like the rabbis instituted, to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the given moment. Thank you so much for listening and participating. Shkaya.
So the national law, they're still owned by the original mitzvah. The Rabbanan added on time. According to that, when the Rabbanan, the women, they can't daven according to time then. They can do the mitzvah on time.
I hear you. It's a good question. I didn't think about that one. Very good. You were hanging the whole time. You just got drunk there. Dave, you're doing very proud.
And what was it not for?
That was good.
And what was it not for me ultimately?